Hello and welcome to the Awkward Moaners podcast. We are the Awkward Moaners. It's a nice little name that we derived up there. Basically, this is a podcast where a couple of students just complain about things because myself and my right-hand man on my, well, right.
Hello.
Elliot, there he is, yes.
There I am.
That's yeah, me. Why are we doing this, essentially?
Because everyone likes to moan, especially us British people.
Yep.
And we like to moan more than is probably healthy.
Yeah.
So we thought if we get it all out in one soundbite a week, hopefully, maybe less often if Reese is a bit of an idiot. But
all right.
Well, it's what? Not going to be my fault, is it?
Is it going to be my fault?
I'm perfect.
Oh.
So
yeah,
anyway, we thought we'd get it all out in one go, and hopefully someone might listen to it. I mean, I don't know what you would, but
it'd be pretty cool. I think people like to listen to other people rant and complain and relate the things, I guess.
Well, I'll listen to you complain, because it's very funny.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's kind of the reason why we're both second-year sports journalism students at the University of Sunderland.
Represent!
We kind of, like, we made friends over our separate interests in football and other things, and we actually
and
live together
transport.
Now. Yeah, and basically just the amount of times that we would get, like, the bus back home to where we used to live last year, and I would just complain about so many things, and Elliot was
mostly
just like...
Mostly the bus,
and he's just like, why are you so angry?
Why are you so angry has almost become a catchphrase of mine, purely, well, essentially based on Reese's desire to be angry all the time.
I don't even desire it. It's just, I mean, like I'm saying, when we were out in the first night back, and it's just, I thought you screamed, why are you so angry in my face at least 17 times that night.
You were complaining, you were like an old man, like, oh, why do I have to remix everything? Oh, modern music. Fuck you, dude.
Essentially, yes. I guess I'm kind of a bit set in my ways ish.
You're 19.
I don't know, but if we kind of describe ourselves a little bit, I mean when it comes to music, essentially, if you're just going to bring up that point, I do prefer my classic stuff, like not classical, like violins or that jazz. As in my stuff from the 80s, 90s, like actual good music, rather than everything's just like and then it starts. Yeah, like every song exactly the same. I'm doing it already. I'm ranting. See, yeah, this is what happens because people like you just tip me over the edge.
I have no idea what I've done wrong here.
Oh.
Musically, I prefer what can only be delicately described as hipster shit.
No, I think you've got a pretty good range.
There is a decent range, but there's also a lot I dislike.
That you just ironically
like,
listen to
Zembarian,
anyway.
This local band. I don't know if you've ever heard of
low
them.
Low blow.
So if anyone doesn't know Reese, he is in a band called St. Burian. You should check them out.
They're called St. Burian, not
Burian.
St. Burian.
Like the word berry, but with an on the end.
Well, no, because berry's spelt with an E.
No, it's not. No. To bury somebody.
Oh, I thought you were on about, like, as in berries.
No, not as in, like, Mary Berry. As in, like, Berry Mary.
Okay. Agree to disagree, but I think probably a lot of the complaining we do probably stems from our strong interest in football. I myself, being a Newcastle United fan, who are just absolute wank right now, and just it's just such a frustrating thing.
Disagree.
And all I feel like I have to do is just complain about this, that, the owners, the players, the coaches, everything else. I mean, you support Birmingham, who are
a
division lower, but are playing reasonably well now, I guess.
But I do think you're... I don't think you have much room to complain about your owner, who is a multi-billionaire.
And yours is in jail for money laundering.
Literally in prison for money laundering. Well, actually, no, he's not yet. He's still on trial. The trial's been going for about 3 years.
Yeah.
Somehow he hasn't been convicted yet. We're fairly sure he will be. I think he's just appealing now. I think he's been found guilty and he's appealing. He will be in jail probably fairly soon. Allegedly.
He's not already in jail anyway?
Probably not.
No,
I don't know. I don't really know.
Shocking.
Nobody's quite sure. There's one journalist type guy who's really on the ball. He has a blog, Often Partisan, if anyone for whatever reason is interested in the trials and tribulations of being a Birmingham City fan. Not sure why you would be if you weren't a Birmingham City fan, but if you do want to check it out, then yeah, feel free. It's very well written, and
it's not,
it's
a piece of crap.
You've never even read it?
Read what? Often I don't even know what you're talking about. I kind of literally like turned it down and had to burp in the other side of the studio. I didn't want to interrupt you while you were
talking. Tricks of the trade.
Basically,
tricks,
yeah.
Tell them.
Sorry.
Reveal.
I'm honest. It's going to be an honest podcast, you know.
It is honest.
Our potential 7 listeners want to know
They don't want to be lied to.
Seven listeners, which who are probably all our friends.
Probably.
Although I'm loath to share this on Facebook. In case I do have family on Facebook, and I'm not sure they want
well,
to
Well, you've already dropped, like, two F-bombs, I think, anyway, so...
Well,
you know,
it was always going to happen. I can't stop. There's a friend of mine has a really young brother, and whenever I go around to his house, I just can't stop myself swearing. Like, and it's the worst bit is when you try and stop, you go, oh, shit, sorry.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, fuck. Oh, damn, Jesus Christ. And then you find out he's religious, and it's,
oh dear. Days. And you've just...
I've just ruined his entire life.
Ruined his life, and I can't think of the word. Offended his Lord.
I mean,
Lord
he's only about six, so it's fine.
Oh, that's all right then. What, is he swearing in front of six-year-olds?
I mean, you're making it sound worse than it is.
Oh, am I, though?
I'm swearing in front of a 19-year-old who happens to have a six-year-old brother.
Okay, right.
I'm
that
really not sure how
sense.
It's my fault that he has a brother.
Yeah, but anyway, we are the Awkward Mourners, as we say, Reese and Elliot. I mean, we just thought, let's start a podcast and just complain about things, and it might be funny. I mean,
if it's not, we apologise.
Sincerely, but we find it funny, so other people might do. I mean,
if nothing else, we're enjoying this.
And that's the most important thing.
Kids.
Yeah.
Any kids listening?
No, don't,
first of all, don't swear.
Don't address the kids, no. We're not going to go down that alley.
Not anymore.
Yeah. Oh, you're an absolute swine. Anyway, right, I think the thing that's basically stemmed this whole thing off, Rand is upcoming. The bloody 700 student bus that transports students for free, that the only good side of it, around Sunderland, around into the universities, into Park Lanes, now the stadium light, etc. And it is the worst bus in the world, and the people who get on it are almost as disgusting as the actual bus and the concept and everything it stands for, and the horrific green colour that whizzes around Hilton Road.
Can everyone do us a favour and tweet at Awkward Moaners hashtag Team 700?
Yeah.
Because it will really get its goat. I don't know if anyone's listening. If anyone is, please do that, because it will make my day.
Yeah. I mean, I've kind
Everyone
of...
Everyone his.
I've almost... I did this in a workshop and kind of got accidentally racist at one point when I was complaining about the 700 bus, didn't I? So if that happens again, I do sincerely apologise. That is not what is meant to say, but basically...
We aren't racist for...
In any, yeah, it's just... Yeah.
Disclaimer.
It literally wasn't Spoiler. Intentions. Yeah, I don't think I'm going to go down that road anyway. But
I hope not.
It's a bus... Right, and
thanks.
Right, it's always late.
That wasn't obvious.
It's always late. You can vouch for me that. I mean, you were waiting for it the other day. I think I opted to get the metro home. One of them was too full for you to get on. The next one didn't turn up.
Yeah, that was a good day.
Yeah, that was kind of when you started to finally see the light that I've been shining your way for a good year and a half now about this bloody bus.
And it was fine for me for a year and a half.
I mean, it's just one of those things where I remember one time last year, me and you were at the bus stop. We literally just missed one. He'd just gone by and like, oh, damn, you know, that happens with buses. So we sit down with the first people in the bus stop. By the time the next one comes around 20 minutes on, somehow we are the last people to get on the next bus because every other bastard just crowds their way round the side of the bus stop or just through, like, and just lines up knowing exactly where the door of the bus that's going to pull up is going to be. And they all just get themselves on. Like, there's no concept of queuing. We're there first. We should be the first ones on the bus. It's just because I've had a long day at uni. I need to go home first because I'm more important than everyone else. I don't care if you've been waiting along. This is cold. Now I want to go home, so I'm going to make sure I get on this bus. Excuse the accent. I don't know what that was. But
did we get on?
Yeah, but
well, I don't
we had to stand.
Oh, dearie me.
No.
Oh, we had
no.
to stand
no,
on
okay,
the bus.
No, okay, no. The point is that two more people, if they'd done that, we wouldn't have got on the bus. I mean, it's just...
There wasn't two more
we
people.
We should be allowed on the bus first. And it happens plenty of times. I mean, it's happened once with me when I've been there and I didn't get on the bus because we ran out of room because everyone just shoves into the front. I mean, it's just... Like, we're British, right? Queuing to us means a lot, right? We are very... I am very protective of queuing. I mean, we noticed this again when we went out the first night back in my new place. Other
that
people just
funny.
Pushing in left, right and centre. But then when we were about to push in, and then the people who kind of we ended up going behind were just like, oh, whoa, 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 whoa. So just like, okay, fine. And then we just like slipping behind them, back of the queue at the time. And then other people just kind of come and join them. Their cronies, their pals, just come slipping next to them, joining the queue. And it's just cronies. Like, you can't tell us off for this and then just go and like allow your pals into the queue.
You seem to think you're like some sort of like Rosa Parks here. Like, so, like, I need to